my next guest, Tim Young, is phenomenal. Hey, Tim, what's up?
I've been spending too much money on eBay lately, basically.
Okay, listen, my board is just lighting up right now. I'm going to take some of these calls and let you interact with them, and you could just, you know, help me respond. How about that?
Dreams come true.
Yes, Ed, I'm going to go with you first. You've been holding on for a while. Hey, Ed, what's up?
I never have any regret when I talk to Kim and Kathy Barnett because they're a sure bet.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. What's up? What are you thinking?
Oh, absolutely. I think you're a doll. You know that? But anyway, let's get to the point that I want to make. And that is, it's amazing the double standard of the left. And I will even say Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, how they embrace criminality. But yet they say Trump's a felon. He's a criminal, which we all know it's phony, bogus charges. But hey, if their standards, they should be embracing Trump as president because they're exactly what he's got, exactly what they're doing. Criminal record.
I agree, Ed. Tim, there is nothing like projection, and Democrat Party seems to be the king and queen of projecting onto other people who they actually are.
Well, yeah, but they're also now the queen and king of stealing the policy positions. I mean, they don't have any original policy positions anymore. Trump is so popular, and this is why I think he's ahead in all of their internal polls, that they're stealing all of his ideas.
You know what? I was looking at Fox News today, and I took a picture of one of the polls. They said that Kamala is beating Trump in Arizona and Georgia and Nevada. The only one Trump is winning in is North Carolina. How much should we put into these polls?
Nothing whatsoever. It's her behavior. It's the campaign's behavior that you should be paying attention to, not the polls. Because a lot of times when you dig into these polls, you see that they're skewed towards Democrat voters. So they, you know, if Kamala's ahead by 5, they've interviewed probably 6% more Democrats than Republicans in that poll. When you actually dig into the numbers, they never do that. They never do the breakdown when they talk about these polls on air. But when you watch her behavior, the fact that they're hiding her, the fact that they're literally showing Trump's wall in her commercials, that says she's behind big time to Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. Joe, let me come to you. What's up, Joe? Thank you for calling in.
Kathy, you are the best substitute teacher I never had. And before I begin, I want to say I think the new Democrat slogan should be, I love me some black vote only, because that's all they want. They don't want to cater to them at all.
Oh, that's really good, right? Yeah, go ahead.
But what I want to say is why, well, we probably all know why, but why aren't these political campaigns subject to slander? I know they would have to vote for it, so that's why it's not there. But don't you think that would reorient everything if they had to worry about slander and sinking some of their campaign money to lawsuit?
Yeah, you know what? Thank you so much for that. Tim, please jump in here. But I remember when I ran in 2022, I mean, the lies, the lies, the lies of these people. It was insufferable.
Wait, you mean, hold on, Kathy. I thought you were a Black Lives Matter person that hated Trump. I watched Hannity a couple of times, and they said that on there.
They literally said I was a supporter of Black Lives Matter. It's like it's so obvious.
It's amazing to me. But you know, if campaigns were sued for slander, look, I'm stuttering like Joe Biden. Except Joe Biden does. If they sued campaigns for slander, there would be $0 left in the campaigns whatsoever. They'd lose billions of dollars constantly.
I mean, like, what would they say if they, if they actually had to tell the truth, what would they say? Like, what would they be talking about? Facts?
They'd have to talk about how great America was under Trump from 2016 to 2020.
And God forbid that.
The videos at the DNC were the same edited videos we've seen. January 6th, they used our taxpayer money to selectively edit videos for that. Everything you saw was like chopped up Trump quotes that were taken out of context.
Yeah, listen, I'm looking at you guys' comments on YouTube as well. I have Mango Mush saying Kathy is always high amperage, high amps. But then John is saying, calm down, Kathy, calm down. Kathy, yes, you're right. Sue loves Jeffy. Kathy knows about slander. That's right. Those jokers slandered me. That's how I know about it. Okay, I have another call. Paul, how are you, Paul?
Hi, Kathy.
What's up?
We all know President Trump's going to cruise to victory as long as he stays on topic and just sticks to the issues. With that said, do you think doing social media postings about oral sex and QAnon is the right strategy to go with?
Absolutely not. Who's doing that?
Trump did yesterday.
I did not see that. Henry, can you pull that up for me? Tim, did you see that? So Paul, thank you.
Button, yeah. Kathy. You gotta identify.
That
see, that's
is
what they
so
do.
Crazy.
So they'll call it. No. Kathy, see, you're new to this. I've been doing it for like 6 or 7 years now, and I can't believe it's been that long. But they'll call it, and they start a little warm. They warm you up. They're like, you know, if you think about whatever, and then they try to pull some lie about Trump out.
So it's just, you know, I mean, but you know what? It's like, I mean, I guess I still think that we are reasonable people, that we all want what's good. We don't. And I know that. So shame on me. We don't all want what's good. But it's like they will. I mean, when you look at journalism, if you can call it that, New York Times and all these other, the WAPO and all of that, it's as if they will sacrifice truth to hold on to their narrative, to hold on to their cause, even though their cause is harming all of us.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you should feel flattered. That guy wasted so much time calling in.
He really did hold on for a long time. But with that, Big Al. Hey, Big Al, you got something good for us?
Oh, yes, I do, Kathy. I love your energy. But listen, I want to talk about something that's important. That's that fake interview tonight. I don't know if people realize it or not. It's going to be pre-recorded, so then they can take out whatever they want, make her look like she's the greatest thing since sliced bread. This interview shouldn't even count. It's a freaking joke about what they're doing.
Yeah, you know what? I just heard about that. Did you hear about that, Tim, that the interview with the finally, Kamala Harris is going to deign us with her presence on an interview that is pre-recorded. Did you know that?
Yes, it's pre-recorded, and they've got a lapdog tampon Tim with her too, so that she can cover for her. You know, she couldn't even buy a bag of Doritos properly in a sheath. They had to have Tim hand one over to her, and then she didn't know where they were. She's not good at anything.
She's
so they have
not
to cover for her in multiple levels.
She's so fake. And it's so, I mean, listen, when she dropped out of that 2020 election, she dropped out. And right before she dropped out, however, there was a polling. And this woman polled at 1% with black people. We don't like her. The Indian community doesn't like her. She's been no friend to any of us except to her own plastic agenda. And it's so obvious, you know, when she talks, she's like with the hand gestures. They're so manufactured. Is there anything real about this woman?
Kathy, one other thing. Can I get this in?
Yeah, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Tim.
Okay,
yes,
one other thing. I don't know if you saw it or not, but the Houthis bombed that tanker in the Red Sea that's still burning right now. That is 4 times the size of the tanker that we had that leaked oil a few years back. But yet the environmental place was destroying America for that. Where are all the environmentalists now? All these people
Silent.
Are so freaking fake until because it doesn't meet their specific agenda. And this country, if Trump doesn't get elected, you know, we are all America is through.
Yeah. Al, I thank you so much for your call. I feel you on that one. Tim.
Yeah, look, I agree with Al. I got nothing else to add there other than you were talking about what's real about Kamala Harris, her cackle and probably the alcoholism.
You know what? I grew up in a family who there are members within my family who abused alcohol. And, you know, there's certain looks and mannerisms and, you know, and the way people behave and present themselves that seems to be very common. And I am not you know, I'm not saying she's an alcoholic, but she's presenting like several members in my family.
Also how you age very quickly when you're down in a couple bottles a week. And
yeah,
she has aged like, I mean, again, not to go after looks, although Trump is looking pretty good, be honest with you here, all the stress he's been through and everything they put him through, he looks like he's getting a little younger, but she looks like she's aged where Trump should have aged.
Yeah, I know. Now, let me pivot, because I can only imagine all the things that people are going to be saying. Like, you're talking about a black woman? Yes, I'm talking about Kamala Harris. Kamala sometimes Black Harris. That's who I'm talking about. Kamala sometimes she's Black Harris. But let me get to, before I let you go here, any comment, any thoughts on Zuckerberg's admission of guilt letter to Jim Jordan?
Yeah, I think Trump's winning. And I think you're seeing people go, hey, before the FCC comes back, before we have all of the conservatives back in power, I'm going to kind of come up and be a little nice with you guys. That's what's happening here. Kamala's stealing Trump's policies, and Zuckerberg, who probably has a better polling instrument and can monitor people's behavior online, knows how people are going to vote. I think he knows which way this is going, and he's trying to clear things up before he gets in trouble.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, like, that is a possible takeaway from all of this, right? It's like, please don't break us up. Please let me, you know, stay in power over my fiefdom here. I don't know. I don't, you know, I mean, I, you know, like, point number two, right? So he admits guilt on three different things: COVID, the laptop, and the fact that he, the Zuckerbuck, stole the 2020 election. He admits to it all, right? That he unduly influenced a presidential election. But number two was on that laptop. He says at the bottom, he said, we've changed our policies and processes to make sure this doesn't happen again, that he doesn't suppress information because he thought it was Russian disinformation. But now in hindsight, he realizes, no, the story was actually true about Hunter Biden's laptop. He says, but now we know with hindsight, right? And so now we've changed our policies and we will never suppress and demote a story again. Well, that's a blatant lie. Just in my own orbit with my assistant, he put up on Instagram an image, you know, like that famous image of Donald Trump after he got shot. He jumps up and says fight. All he put was the image with the words, and he typed in fight. And Instagram added a notice to his post and suppressed it, moved it lower in the feed. And they said independent fact checkers reviewed the information and said it was false. Your followers are less likely to see your post. YouTube, they censored me because I was talking about COVID facts for regular people. So these people are lying. They haven't learned anything.
Mm-mm. No, and like I said, they're just covered for things right now. You know, my account was suspended temporarily because I posted the picture of Hunter Biden in his little trunks, his little underpants and the scarf, and they said I was sharing pornography.
What about the actual pornography with the children that he had in these very inappropriate videos that he was doing?
I mean, and Instagram is one of the largest human trafficking centers in the world. And so, you know, they won't self-police on that, but they'll police if you put up. And also, if you see some of these fitness influencers, especially the women, what they post up, my little picture of Hunter Biden, well, Hunter's picture of himself, not so offensive.
Right, exactly, right? Like when you put in, I mean, again, it's we will, I mean, for example, I do not believe anyone has absolute truth, right? I believe there is absolute truth, and I believe it's our job to seek out as much truth as we can find. And then when we find our little portion of truth, you put your stake in the ground on it, right? And you hold for dear life. But when better information comes along, you uproot that stake, and then you go where better information is. That's not the left. That's not these communists. That's not the New York Post or the New York Times, excuse me. That's not Washington Post. That's not that's not CNN. That's not MSNBC. They see truth and they're like, shut it down. We want no debate. We don't want to talk about it because our cause and our narrative is more important than truth.
Yeah, I mean, you can walk around your city right now, and up in Philadelphia, and I guarantee there are dozens of people, maybe hundreds of people, still wearing masks. And masks have been proven to not work at all, and COVID is over, as far as, like, where the mask spreading was happening. And think about all the lies, the stickers on the floor. You can still walk into convenience stores and shopping malls that have stickers on the floor, stay 6 feet away from each other. That came from some kid's science fair project. People are still buying it. It's insane.
I know. Just like, remember the plastic straw versus the paper straw came from another kid's science project. I mean, it's stupid, right? Especially when you realize that China, the world's greatest polluter, there's no restraints on them. And yet you want me to suck out of a paper straw? No, I hate those paper straws.
And you actually ingest more toxic chemicals from paper straws than you do from plastic. So whatever.
That's crazy, right? Okay. Tim, thank you, as always, for calling in. I appreciate you helping us make sense of this, right? Make sense of the craziness that we're living through. Thank you so much for calling in, Tim.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.